From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has ordered to step up the enforcement of micro-level community activity restrictions, or PPKM, after the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr 2021 in several regions to stem the transmission of COVID-19 infection. As reported by Antara News Agency, Airlangga Hartarto, chairman of the Committee for COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery, concurrently coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, conveyed Jokowi's instruction to the press following a closed-door ministerial cabinet meeting on Monday. He further said the president's directive aims to strengthen the implementation of micro-level PPKM at their places of departure and their destinations in the region. In Jakarta, for instance, mandatory checks are being conducted at Bakahoni Port and the places of departure for travelers from Sumatra. He affirmed that the government is optimistic that people entering Java, especially those from the regions that have increased COVID-19 cases, are safe from COVID-19. Indonesian Minister of Marine and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono reminded his ranks and staff, as well as related parties, that the world current tendency is heading for a complete blue economy implementation. Minister Trenggono at the Islamic Gathering event of the Ministry of Marine and Fisheries, held virtually in Jakarta on Monday, explained, "The emphasis on the blue economy is important because what the government wants to achieve is not only financial benefits, but also the sustainability of fishery ecosystem, in accordance with the concept of the blue economy, which currently becomes the reference for many countries." He further invited his staff to be solid and active in generating ideas and innovating in order to create solutions in achieving targets despite lots of challenges that must be faced. At least 90 Indonesian migrant workers have been hospitalized for COVID-19 treatment in Batam City, Riau Islands Province. It was stated by the Batam City chapter of the Indonesian Migrant Workers Repatriation Task Force. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chief of the Task Force, Sigit Dharma Wiryawan, who is also commander of the Batam Military District Command 0316 on Monday, explained, "Some 90 people are positive for COVID-19. Another 34 Indonesian migrant workers have been quarantined in Batam shortly after their return from Malaysia." He also said 9 of the 34 migrant workers are undergoing quarantine at a flat provided by the Batam City Administration, while 25 others are conducting self-isolation. Hundreds of Indonesian migrant workers who have arrived in Batam since the start of the holy month of Ramadan have returned to their hometowns in Indonesia. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or Kadin, for National Entrepreneur Development, Arshad Rashid, stated, "The holy month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr can be factors which trigger positive economic growth in the second quarter of 2021. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Arshad, in his statement in Jakarta on Monday, explained, "The momentum of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr always boosts the national economic growth. In 2021, the people welcome Eid al-Fitr more enthusiastically compared to 2020. He believes that positive economic growth in the second quarter in this year will be realized. He also affirmed that apart from increasing public consumption, Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr also encouraged the growth in the use of information facilities, telecommunications, health, and agriculture. Now we move to the international news. A top medical organization has thrown its weight behind calls to cancel the Tokyo Olympics, saying hospitals are already overwhelmed as the country battles a spike in coronavirus infections less than 3 months from the start of the Games. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the Tokyo Medical Practitioners Association, representing about 6,000 primary care doctors, said in a May 14 open letter to Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, which was posted to its website on Monday, the association strongly requests the authorities convince the IOC, International Olympic Committee, to cancel the Games. A jump in infection has stoked alarm amid a shortage of medical staff and hospital beds in some areas of the Japanese capital, prompting the government to extend a third state of emergency in Tokyo and several other prefectures until May 31st. More than a week of fighting between Israel and Hamas showed few signs of abating on Tuesday, despite intense U.S. and global diplomacy to stop the region's fiercest hostilities in years. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the Israeli military said late on Monday, Hamas and other Palestinian groups had fired about 3,000 rockets from Gaza, 200 of them on Monday alone, and that Israeli air and artillery strikes had killed at least 130 militants. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll at 212, including 61 children and 36 women. Since hostilities began last week, 10 people have been killed in Israel, including 2 children. Amid seemingly fruitless diplomatic efforts to stop the violence, the top U.S. military office, Army General Mark Milley, warned that the violence could spread. We end the news with the U.S. President Joe Biden, who has voiced his support for a ceasefire after 8 days of violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. was working with Egypt and other countries on halting hostilities. But the U.S. again blocked a UN Security Council statement calling for a cessation of violence. The conflict is now in its second week, with little sign of ending. At least 212 people, including 61 children, have died in Gaza, and 10, including 2 children, in Israel. Israel says most of those killed in Gaza are militants and that any civilian deaths are unintentional. Well, listener, that was the news.
Tuesday, Indonesia's Mutual Cooperation Vaccination Program start being implemented. The implementation of this independent vaccination program is based on regulation of the Minister of Health, No. 10/2021. In this regulation, it is called Mutual Cooperation Vaccination, which is the implementation of vaccination for employees, families, and other related individuals in the family whose funding is borne by legal entities or business entities. Financing will be borne by the company or legal entity that employ the workers. The government of Indonesia has prepared two vaccination schemes, namely the government program scheme and the independent scheme. The procurement of the COVID-19 vaccine and government program scheme is implemented by the Ministry of Health, and the independent scheme is implemented by the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises. The government program scheme has been implemented since January 13, 2021. By prioritizing community groups who are vulnerable to being exposed to COVID-19, as of Monday, more than 9 million people have received the second shot of vaccination. There are medical workers, health workers, religious leaders, state civil servants, the elderly, artists, and traders. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, said in an online discussion in early May that more than 17,000 companies have registered to participate in the Mutual Cooperation Vaccination Program, with 8.6 million participants. Meanwhile, President Director of Biopharma, Honesty Bashir, said that the type of vaccine that will be used in the Mutual Cooperation Vaccination Program is the Sinopharm vaccine. The participation of the private sector in implementing the vaccination program is proof that efforts to reduce the number of exposed to COVID-19 are carried out not only by the government but also the private sectors. The steps must be taken by the private sector in order to accelerate the recovery of the national economy. Undeniably, controlling COVID-19 is one of the steps to realize the national economic recovery. Although there is a vaccination fee of nearly 900,000 rupiah per individual that must be incurred by the business entity, many employers consider it a fair price. It is hoped that the fees charged to business entities or legal entities will not be a burden. Moreover, this vaccination program will provide peace of mind for workers and business entities. In addition, giving vaccination can reduce company expenses to pay for workers to take antigen or PCR tests and pay for those exposed to COVID-19. If peace and health from being exposed to COVID-19 are created, this will at least increase work productivity. The employees are healthy, the company becomes healthier. I'll begin today in history with May 18, 1978, the first International Museum Day. On May 18, 1978, International Museum Day was commemorated for the first time. The determination of the date is the content of the resolution issued by the International Museum Council at its 11th session in Moscow from 18 to 29 May 1977. According to the resolution, the establishment of the International Museum Day aims to attract more public attention to museum activities as a tool of cultural exchange and enrichment and to build understanding and peace among the world community. Let's move on to May 18, 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupts. Mount St. Helens is located in Skamania County, Washington, United States. This cataclysmic eruption occurred on May 18, 1980. As a result, the peak of the mountain was reduced by 400 meters. 57 people died in the incident. The eruption of Mount St. Helens was recorded as the worst volcanic eruption in the history of the United States. I'll end today in history with May 18, 1998, when students occupied the DPR-MPRRI building. May 18, 1998 was the culmination of the series of massive students' demonstration across Indonesia demanding reform. Thousands of students from the City Forum organization together with the Students' Community Forum throughout Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, managed to break into the house of Representative DPR and People Consultative Assembly MPR building in Jakarta and took over it. They demanded an investigation into the shooting of Trisakti University students, Soeharto resignation as president, the disbandment of the 1998 DPR MPR, the formation of a new government, and economic recovery as soon as possible. The students' efforts ultimately succeed in getting Soeharto to resign as president.
Baby, been thinking about this lately. Would you come and join me, baby, and start forever now?
Hey. Baby, forever sounds crazy, but there's no doubt about it, baby, our love will keep us around. Hey.
I say I do to you, and I sail the boat with you, 'cause you got everything ready. Look way up, sail up, starlight, sailor. My heart it beats for you, and I wade through with you, yeah. Through every wave I'll be there, baby, yeah.
Sounds crazy, there's no doubt about it, baby, our love will keep us around.
Hey, baby, I'm sure that I'm ready. I'd love to come and join you, baby, and sail forever now.
Sails the boat with you, 'cause you got everything given. Look way up, sail up, starlight, sailor. My heart it beats for you, and I wade through with you, yeah. Through every wave I'll be there, baby, yeah.
Glad you're my bae, my Ariana. Played away, we original. Spreading the love like a big old tsunami. Hit the waves, bring the memories, leave the pains. Every promise I stay to you. Deep as the ocean, I dive into you. Mama says, all of this journey will come and stay. Every season we pull it through. Every wind, every rainbow we pass it through. Nothing can stop us, and for better or worse, every promise to always keep the feeling honest. So let me keep you saying, baby,
say the duty to you, and I say the boat with you, 'cause you got everything ready. Look way up, sail up, starlight, sailor. My heart it beats for you, and I wade through with you.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The United Arab Emirates investment plan in Aceh is in the process of finalizing the incentive request. The investment plan for the United Arab Emirates in the province of Nanggroe, Aceh Darussalam, is worth to $500 million to $1 billion. This was stated by Minister of Investment Bahlilah Hadalia during a visit to Aceh Chambers of Commerce Kadin office in Banda Aceh. As quoted from Tempo.co, Minister Bahlil Lahadalia pointed out that the governor of Aceh, Nova Iriansyah, and the United Arab Emirates have continued to build communication with the Ministry of Investment to follow up the cooperation plan. The government of Indonesia targets the investment plan process to be completed by mid-2021. So, by the end of 2021, Governor Nova Iriansyah can return to the United Arab Emirates to complete the stages. Minister Bahlil, in his explanation, said that his side would prioritize the success of various investment plans in Aceh. He added that all investment plans in Aceh related to the ministry he leads, he will be resolved immediately, especially related to a number of strategic investment issues in Aceh that were stated by Governor Nova Iriansyah. According to Minister Bahlil Lahadalia, this is in accordance with the President Joko Widodo's message to encourage the economic growth sector not only in Java but also in various regions across Indonesia. In early May, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Menparekraf Sandiaga Uno stated that the signing of the United Arab Emirates Investment Plan Agreement in the tourism sector to Pulau Banyak, Aceh Single Regency, is targeted to take place in October 2021. He explained that the target is that the realization of the signing of the agreement can be done during President Joko Widodo's visit to the World Expo Dubai in the United Arab Emirates in October 2021. The statement was conveyed by Minister Sandiaga Uno after meeting with Governor Nova Iriansyah discussing the investment plan for the United Arab Emirates tourism sector to Pulau Banyak Aceh Singkil Regency. Governor Nova Iriansyah said that the provincial government supports all central government policy, especially regarding the United Arab Emirates investment plan to Aceh.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news. You begging for reviews. No, better than thought you would be. You are right now.
Right now.
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly.
I'm having a good time.
We're having a
at me now. One that you're staring, one that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers, looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I simply never make you dancing, proving myself that I am worth to begin. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, when traveling to the island of Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, you must try a typical Lombok dish called Nasi Balap Puyung Rice. This dish, originating from the village of Puyung, Central Lombok, is now increasingly popular on the island of Lombok, even in other areas in West Nusa Tenggara. The name of Puyung is said to have been given because in several areas in Central Lombok Regency, motorbike races are often held, especially at night. The participants and spectators of the race have always been the loyal customers of Puyung Rice restaurant sellers. So that over time, the name is better known as Puyung Race Rice or Balap Puyung Rice. Another version says the name Nasi Balap comes from its fast cooking process, so the people of Lombok call it Nasi Balap. Nasi Puyung is white rice served on banana leaves with side dishes consisting of chili sauce, fried soybeans, crispy potatoes, shredded spicy meat, fried chicken, and grated coconut. The shredded meat and Puyung rice chili sauce is super spicy, especially for tourist tongues. For those of you who don't really like spicy food, you have to be careful, or you may ask not to use shredded meat and chili sauce. Listener, Balap Puyung Rice is now available not only at night. This Lombok special menu is now also a lunch meal for the majority of Lombok residents. Regarding the price, of course, each restaurant in Lombok applies different prices. Some are 10,000 rupiah, some are more than 20,000 rupiah, depending on the additional side dish, fried chicken, or eggs, or no additions at all. So do you want to try balapuyeng rice? Just visit the island of Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Of course, still by implementing health protocols. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hold on, let that ache, imagination ride. Hold on, let that smart and
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcast Station with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ada di Lantai Dua. Ada di Lantai Dua, or in English, it's on the second floor. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Ada di Lantai Dua. Ada di Lantai Dua, or in English, it's on the second floor. This conversation takes place between Kevin and the registers at the clinic. The clerk gives Kevin a queue number and directs him to go to the general clinic. Kevin asks the officers about the location of the general clinics. Let's listen to the conversation.
Maaf, poli umum ada di mana?
Poli umum ada di lantai dua.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, ada di lantai dua. Ada di lantai dua, or in English, it's on the second floor. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Poli umum. Poli umum, which means general clinic. Ada. Ada, which means exist. Or there is. Di mana. Di mana, which means where. Poli umum ada di mana? Poli umum ada di mana? Which means, where is the general clinic? Lantai dua. Lantai dua, which means second floor. Poli umum ada di lantai dua. Poli umum ada di lantai dua, which means the general clinic is on the second floor. Poli umum ada di sebelah kiri tangga. Poli umum ada di sebelah kiri tangga, which means the general clinic is on the left of the stairs. Poli umum ada di belakang lift. Poli umum ada di belakang lift, which means the general clinic is behind the elevator. In the conversation, you heard the expression poli umum ada di lantai dua. Poli umum ada di lantai dua, which means the general clinic is on the second floor. In that expression, there is the word ada. Ada, which means exist, followed by a prepositions di, which means in. This expression can be used to indicate the location or positions of something, such as the location of a room. For example, poli umum ada di lantai dua. Poli umum ada di lantai dua, which means the general clinic is in the second floor. Another example. Let's listen to another example of a phrase to indicate the location of a room. Poli umum ada di mana? Poli umum ada di mana, which means where is the general clinic? Poli umum ada di sebelah kiri tangga. Poli umum ada di sebelah kiri tangga, which means the general clinic is on the left of the stairs. Poli umum ada di mana? Poli umum ada di mana, which means where is the general clinic? Poli umum ada di belakang lift. Poli umum ada di belakang lift, which means the general clinic is behind the elevator. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll present the sample conversation one more time.
Maaf, poli umum ada di mana?
Poli umum ada di lantai dua.
selamat datang di Studio Edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Ada di Lantai 2. Ada di Lantai 2, or in English, it's on the second floor. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. We will meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Sampai jumpa!
Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait the rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Those eyes that always make me feel like home. Always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clocks are ticking. I'd always do that before I go to sleep. Whoa, hello you.
Have a nice dream tonight.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm Rahma. I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Selendang Mayang by Rika Amir featuring Abdul Mukodis. The song Selendang Mayang tells the story of the Mayang shawl. The Mayang shawl is depicted in red with colorful flower decorations. This shawl comes from Bengkulu and is worn by Putri Jauhari. The song itself comprises the verses of pantun or rhyming poetry with a fast music tempo. Alright listener, here is Selendang Mayang by Rika Amir featuring Abdul Mukodis. Happy listening!
Sudahlah lama abangku kenal. Kalau
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.